Good. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, no, better. Did you kick her out? Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, this is a metaphor.
Ah, it's a metaphor. Ah, the hand of Allah is metaphor. Well, no, I can show you now tons of videos of Muslim scholars saying no, this is not metaphor. Where you get this from?
I get it from.
Yeah.
How is it not a metaphor?
You got it from, I mean how it is. I mean it is. How it is not metaphor. I got it from. I give you an answer. All Muslim scholars agree that this is not metaphorical. So which one is metaphorical? Be and he was, or Allah used his hands?
Where does it say hand? I don't see it.
Here, I created with both of my hands. Both.
Yeah, that's just a metaphor. It's a bit like when you say, to your child, I created you with both of my
What is the
hands.
metaphorical of the word? What is the metaphorical of the word both?
Yeah, it's like, I created my child with both of my hands.
No.
It's like it
Why
doesn't mean
it says
literally.
both? Why both? You created your child with
Because
your hand. Why? You were masturbating? What do you mean with
it's
your
just a
hands?
figure. It's just a figure of speech. It just means that
You
there's a lot of
Muslims, you have a
effort.
very weird way to make babies. You use your hand. Oh,
No, it's
you remind me of your prophet. Hold on, I got you. Your prophet, he says, Allah created Adam from the shoulder. Sorry, created the children of Adam from his shoulder, correct?
That's a da'if hadith.
Who says da'if?
But going back to this point,
No, we are in the
this is
point.
talking about just talking about.
Adam was created, the children of Adam, offspring of Adam, were created from the shoulder of Adam, correct?
I
I
don't
thought.
know. I look. Can we stay on one point at a time?
Oh, okay, you want to stay at one point at a time. Well, if
This
you.
is talking about
You can
this is
stay at
talking
any
about
point you
effort.
want, but you have to give me proof of what you say. Otherwise, you are making things up. I can show you right now tons of Islamic videos saying clearly that yes, Allah, he have hands and he created Adam with his two hands, including the girl, her name is Fifi.
Let's say that's true. What does that mean?
Well, if Allah have hands, and then Allah in the other verse, he says, be and he was, that there's a contradiction. Either I use my hands to create Adam, or I use the word be. If I say to my foot, be and it was, I will not need my hands. And why even I have hands? I'm God. Why you have hands? Hand is a tool.
We don't only Allah and His Messenger know best.
Oh, okay, that's a good answer. That's it.
I don't see why there's a problem with this.
How you know all this information? I mean, this answer is amazing. Allah and His Messenger knows best. That was really good. I mean, you just silence us. Secondly, you just said something, prove Islam to be false. Allah and His Messengers know best. So is Allah is the only one who knows, or his messenger and Allah, they knew equally?
What's wrong with that?
What do you mean, yeah?
Muhammad has information that we don't have, so that's
No, you
like.
are, this is not what I'm talking about. First of all, Muhammad have no information you don't have, because he told you what he knew supposedly already. But the question is, if we say Allah and His Prophet knows best, we just made Muhammad and Allah in the same level of knowledge. You did not say Allah and His Allah He knows best. No, you said Allah and His Prophet. And when we use the word best for both, that means they have the best of knowledge, both of them, equally. And this is mean the Muslims are polytheists. They are not people who believe. They are mushrikeen. They don't believe in one God. Muhammad is God. Even the knowledge of Allah is associated with the knowledge of Muhammad.
Okay, but you have to understand that Allah said that we have to follow Muhammad.
This is not, will not change anything. You follow Muhammad or not, what is that? You have to follow Muhammad, but you claim that Allah and Muhammad, they have the best knowledge. So Muhammad, he knows everything. You know, Allah, he's not better than Muhammad. You do not even say Allah is the best of knowledge and then Muhammad, he learned from him. No, you said Allah and his messenger knows best. Even the word best appear at the end.
Yeah, I mean, look, I don't see a problem with, with all of that.
Let us see here what the Sheikh is saying so we can love together. This is Sheikh Asim, one of my favorite lovable Sheikhs. $100 for half hour talking to him in the phone.
Oh, I love this says, guy.
Does
He's
Allah
amazing.
Have Wait. Two hands? Feet, face, fingers, eyes. What should be our aqidah regarding this? Zubair, does Allah see? Does Allah hear? Does Allah have a will? Is Allah alive? All of these are attributes of Allah Azza wa Jalla. And because these are attributes of Allah, no one claims that these attributes are equivalent to my hearing, my seeing,
See?
Me being alive, me having a will. No one says this. Allah Azza wa Jal speaks. And he spoke to Musa. He spoke to our Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam.
When
I speak... But does anyone in his right mind say that it's the same speech? Of course not.
Look at the logic, you know. I mean, just you see the stupidity. So what this is, why Allah have hands? Why you have a feet?
Allah never spoke to anybody.
Hold on. Don't let us finish the video. So Allah have hands. So he's trying to say to you, okay, his hands is not like yours. Who cares? They are hands. Maybe they are like octopus. Who care? But Allah have hands. He's a physical being. He's not a spiritual being. Islam don't believe in a spiritual. Allah don't even have a spirit. Allah has no spirit. Can you believe it? He is just a physical being. He is a jellyfish who have no life, because spirit means life. If you have no spirit, you are dead. Allah have no spirit, and he is not a spirit. He is a physical being. So he is a moving object, according to Muslims, yet they claim that this object can create everything. But that object itself is not alive, because if he is not a spirit, how you can give us a spirit when Allah, he breathed? He breathed what? The Quran says, min ruhina, from our spirit. But they say he have no spirit. They claim this is a spirit. The spirit is Jibreel. But if Allah is creating everything from Jibreel, that means the creator is not him, it's Jibreel.
لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ There is nothing similar unto him, Azza wa Jalla.
That's the most, you know, the, this is a statement in the Bible, by the way. But it was like the person in the Bible is speaking about how amazing God is. But doesn't mean, like, this is the way to define God. Because simply, nothing like me. According to science, even my fingerprints are unique between all those billions in this earth. Does that mean my finger is God? Every inch of you is nothing like it in the world. Every flake of snow is different from the other flake of snow. Do you see when the sky is snow? Every flake, according to science, not a single one look the same. Does that mean snow is God? So they are in trouble. They reject the God of the Christians because he have a flesh, but their God have a flesh, but his flesh is silicon. His flesh have no reason to exist. He have no spirit. He is not alive. He's a very fictional God.
Nothing is like him. And he's all hearing, all seeing. So when we approve and agree that Allah has attributes of his own that are unlike any of others of his creation, then when he describes himself in the Quran by saying that he has a face, that he has eyes, that he has hands, two hands to be specific, and that he has feet, and that he has fingers, and the hearts are between two fingers of Allah's fingers, flipping them as he wishes. Who are we to say, no, 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 no? Allah...
See, who are we to say, no, 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 no? Let us see other Muslims. Thank you, Abadi, for joining us, Mr. Metaphorical. Tomorrow, by the way, we will bring the Shia. We will have debate with the Shia. You can join us, and you can try to debunk the Shia. Do we have any Muslim would like to join us? Allah have two hands. Allah have two feet. Allah have...
Yo, CP.
Yes, Vico. Are you a Muslim?
I'm a Christian. Right. No, I'm a Christian, but I have a message for you.
All right.
Can I say it, please?
Go ahead.
For a few minutes. Today is my birthday, actually. And first of all, I want to thank you for sharing the truth and expose the lies. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you very much.
And also, I have a message for all of you who watch here in Discord or YouTube. I'm so embarrassed for these Muslims about the crucifixion of Jesus. You Muslims, you deny history. Even atheists, agnostics, believe that Jesus surely is crucified. You Muslims, rewrite history. And I want to say that Jesus Christ loves you, and he died for my and your sins. He loves you so much, and I want to say that my Lord and Savior is Jesus Christ. I put my faith in him. I put my faith in him. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Remember, Muslims, Muhammad is in the grave. Jesus is alive. Thank you.
All right, my friend. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
And we wish you to live long, long, and be good for your neighbors and everybody.
Thank you so much. And also,
but I have something for you about the Muslim denying the crucifixion of Jesus. In fact, the stupid Quran confirmed the crucifixion of Jesus by mistake. If you go to chapter 4, verse 157, the Quran says that Allah made someone look like Jesus appear in the cross, which means the Quran confirmed that someone exactly looked like Jesus was crucified. So who is the stupid who want to believe that there is someone look exactly like Jesus, with the voice of Jesus, with the hair and the eyes and the skin and the word of Jesus in the cross, to the point nobody noticed, even his mother should not notice that this is not Jesus. So the stupid Quran confirmed the Bible, actually, because the Christians and everybody was there, they are witnessing what they saw. And what they saw, the Quran say clearly that the one who was in the Quran on the cross was someone look exactly like Jesus, because Allah, he made a perfect clone. So the stupid story in the Quran, even though supposedly is made to deny the crucifixion of Jesus, it confirmed it. Because for us, the true witness is what? Is the one who saw the crucifixion of Jesus, right? So if they saw and the Quran confirmed that he looked exactly like Jesus, so the Christians never lie.
So Allah is a deceiver.
He's a deceiver. He lied to the Christians. He waited 600 years until Christianity spread all over. And we know that how important the crucifixion of Jesus for the Christians. So Allah, 600 years, not 6 years, not 60 years, not 600 years, you know, he went to take a nap. And then after that, he sent Muhammad to tell us, it was not Jesus in the cross. He looked like him.
And also, I want to add, Remember, Muslims, for what? Jesus is crucified. He is crucified because he is claiming that he is God and also the Son of God. Remember this. Remember.
Exactly. All right. Thank you, my brother. God bless you.
And also, please, can I have...
Sure.
Please, one question. If you are in debate and there is a rule, if you can pick one argument against Islam, what would it be? One argument, only one argument against Islam, the most effective.
Islam is false.
this is true.
Which can
also,
cover,
I'm
which
so
can,
interested.
Which can cover everything, because you can check everything Allah has said, and you will find it's false. You can apply it to anything. As an example, the creation of Allah. Allah do not know how the baby is created. If Allah is God, he should know how the baby is created, correct?
And also,
If Allah is God, he should know better that the sun does not set in a murky water, and the woman, she have no sperm coming from her breast. He should know better. And if Allah is God, he should remember which one he created first, the mountains or the stars. One verse says the stars first, one verse says the opposite. So every claim is enough to prove Islam to be false. But the most funny thing is about the God of Islam is they don't know who is their God. Like, not a single Muslim. Okay, today sit down and listen. Let us see if any Muslim can tell us who is Allah. They don't know. They know nothing about him. Or what they knew.
For me, the best... best argument about Islam is false, because I believe that Allah is pre-Islamic God, aka Baal or Allah. I don't know Arabic, but I think he's the moon god.
But this is going a step, because you can say, okay, he's a pre-God, but you know what? Allah is the creator. He's from the beginning. Yeah. So what? No. This is. They can refute it easy. They can say this is not true. However, to prove to them that Allah is the moon god, there's other way. As an example, if you go to chapter Yasin, chapter 36, verse number 1. It says Yasin. Why it says Yasin? Ya is a word meaning God. Sin is the name of the God. That is other name of Allah. If you go check in Google, you will find that sin is other name of the moon god. Allah is the name of the God of Muslims, but it's not one word. Al mean God, the same as the word Ya. The same as the word Ya. So Ya is coming from the Egyptian language. And Sin, which means the moon god, is the name of the moon god. That's why actually today in English we say, this is sin. What do you mean? We mean this is pagan. From the time where people used to worship the paganism, the moon god. So the God of Islam is Sin. The God of Islam is La. In order to prove the La, you can go right now. It says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allah, if you go to chapter 1 in the Quran, verse number 2, you will find that the second verse for the word Allah does not look the same as Allah here. The Muslim, they try to make it a grammar and etc. This is false. The reason is not a grammar. You cannot take letters out of the name of God, because it's a name. I cannot take the letter M from the first name of Muhammad. If I take it, that will make it Hamad. That's a different name. So, or I cannot take it from any name. The name, you cannot take it. You cannot change it. But because it is two words connected, so now here we have Allah. Here we have Li Lah. Alhamdu Li Lah. Li in Arabic means two. Lah is the name of the God of Islam. And La, you can go check it out in Google. It is the moon god. It's just another name. However, I advise you not to go for here unless, because you don't know the language, and they can play around with it. If you speak the language, then you can get them busted easy. But if you don't know the language, avoid those issues and focus on how stupid the Quran and how Allah can be God, yet he can think the sun set in murky water, and how Muhammad confirmed this explanation, or how he think the sun move every day from the east to the west, which is to prove that the Quran does not know anything about the creation of the universe, or how the baby is made, or how all those kind of mistakes. You can watch, you can read my books. I have long list of them. All right.
Okay, CP. Thank you, bro.
You're welcome.
God bless you. Again, I say Jesus Christ loves you guys. Accept him as your Lord and Savior. Goodbye, guys. Have a nice day. Thank you again, CP. God
Thank
bless
you.
Keep up the good work.
Thank you. Go ahead, Nadine. Are you there, Nadine?
I'm sorry, can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you. Go ahead.
Okay. Yesterday, I Googled every Quran verse that mentions Isa or Jesus, and I came across Surah Maryam, chapter 19, verse 33. Are you familiar with that?
Go ahead.
It says that this is supposed to be Jesus speaking, and it says that Allah gave me peace on the day I was born, the day that I die, and the day that I will be brought back to life again.
All right.
I was just curious if you'd ever, if you're familiar with that, because that was kind of like a boom verse for me. I've never heard of it.
Yeah, actually, those verses have something unique about them. Because the word salam, which means peace, there's two verses in the Quran. It says almost the same thing. Chapter 19, verse number 15. Salamun alayhi yawma wulida wa yawma yamut wa yawma yub'ath wa hayya. If we click in it, we will see that this is talking about John the Baptist. Muhammad, he hijacked John the Baptist. But you will notice here it says, so peace on him on the day he was born, the day he dies, and the day he will be raised up to life. If you go to the verse about Jesus, which is 33. Oh, hold on. It is Jesus talking, saying, peace be on me in the day I am born, the day I die, and the day I am resurrected or rise alive. So here there is something very bad for the Muslims, because it is not Allah saying to Jesus, peace on you. It is Jesus says, peace on me. And remember, such a promise is only can be given from God. So if Jesus can give himself such a promise, this is not the God of Islam talking. This is Jesus saying, peace on me, the day I'm born, the day, etc. So Jesus here is giving peace to himself, and the only one who can do that is God. If the Muslim saying, no, this is about God, he gave him that. Well, it should be the same as the previous verse. Why the previous verse says, peace be on him the day he was born, about, you know, John the Baptist. But here it says, peace on me. So here Jesus is talking about himself, and he is the one giving peace into himself. Why? Because he is the King of Peace, and he is born with it, for he have it and he own it. So
yeah, that's my thing. It's like he says that he's, you know, he mentions himself the day that I die, but Muslims don't believe that he died. He also mentions that he's going to be brought back to life. Muslims don't believe he's brought back to life. This is in the Quran, so I'm kind of confused on it.
Yeah, so how this is another problem in the religion of Islam. But again, you know, the Quran, people, they can avoid those issues by not knowing the language. You know, if you know the language, you know, you can find out right away. Like those two verses almost copy paste of each other. If you look, it's almost the same. That the only difference is the way it's speaking about John. It says, peace on him the day he was born, the day he died, the day he would actually, you know what? There's a mistake here, by the way. I don't know if you speak Arabic, Nadim.
I do not.
All right. So, can you translate for us here what this is mean?
I'm on Discord. I can't see your screen.
You see my screen?
No, it's just a spinning right. wheel.
It says, وَيَوْمَ يَمُوت. وَيَوْمَ يَمُوت. The day he will die. Well, isn't it John the Baptist already dead? You know? Like, you see, يَوْمَ وَلِدَ is in the past. You know this? If anyone who knows Arabic, you know, right away you know this. This is in the past tense. So, peace on him the day he was born. And the day that he dies, this not what it says, وَيَوْمَ يَمُوتُ, the day he will die, not the day he dies. Did he die already or not? So, this is a mistake in Arabic. And the day he will be resurrected, well, this is accepted because supposedly resurrection of day never happened yet. So this is another mistake in the Quran regarding John the Baptist. But the difference between this verse and the other verse, this one speak, God is giving blessing to John the Baptist on the day he was born and the day he dies and the day he's raised. And the other one, Jesus is giving peace to himself, nobody else. And no, you know, you cannot give that yourself unless you're God. I cannot say peace on me. Unless I am the one who own peace, I am the king of peace, I am the peacemaker, you know.
Right, you would be a very special person.
You have to be God. You have to be God in order to do it. You know, you cannot do it. Yeah. You know, this is why Jesus, he says, you know, a peace I give you, right, in the Bible?
Yeah.
Yeah. So why he can give us peace? Because he's God. I cannot give peace. I cannot promise peace to anyone. I can't promise peace to myself. I don't know. I might go and get out and get killed. So peace and the peace the Lord he provides is not about just you, because we know that we live in this earth and we can get hurt and the Christians can get hurt. But the peace we are talking about is the peace of the soul, the peace of the spirit, the peace of you will not be under the command of Satan. However, even in the case of Jesus, in the Quran, we can say, as long as the Muslim believe that the Messiah, nobody can touch him, when he said, peace upon me, that was a physical peace. Which means Jesus just said, nobody can touch me, nobody can kill me. So peace on me the day I'm born, the day I die. And here there's a problem, by the way, the day I die, you know? The day I die.
Yeah. I thought he didn't die for it as well.
Yeah. We have more Muslims, I guess. Who was first here, Zubair or?
I appreciate this, DP.
Thank you, Nadeem.
Thank you.
Who was here first, Zubair or?
So, Christian Prince, I have a question on Bible.
You have a question?
On Bible.
About what?
I have a question on Bible.
Mute your YouTube.
I have some question.
Uh-huh.
Can I ask?
Yeah, you can ask, but you know, you don't want to talk about your religion? Are you ashamed of your religion?
Hello?
Hello. Are you ashamed of your religion? Are you ashamed of your religion? I mean, you see the title of my topic. You see what we are talking about, and then you jump in the middle and says, "I have a question about the Bible," but our topic is about Islam. Do you know what the word Bible means?
Why are you scared on?
Do you know what the word
Bible? Why are you scared?
Means? Let us see who is scared. Do you know what the Bible? What the word Bible means?
Why are you scared?
Let us see who's scared. We're talking about the Bible. Do you know what the word Bible means?
No, because of what Jesus said in the Bible.
Okay, do you know what the word Torah means?
No, brother, I am.
Do you know? Do you know what the word? Do you know what the word Injil means?
What?
The word Injil. Your God, he used the word Injil in the Quran. What that word mean?
Let it be. Let it be. I have a question on Bible, brother.
The Bible,
if you dare to,
brother. No, brother. Yeah, we are talking about the Bible, so we need to see first how much you know. You don't even know what the name means. Shouldn't you start with the name first? Do you know what Allah means? So what do you know, Abdul? Coming to me, shaking your head. No, brother, I have a question, brother, about the Bible, brother, but you know nothing about your religion. This is how foolish you Muslims are. You know zero about your religion, and you are coming to question other religion, thinking that they are bad, and you are right, but you know nothing about your own God. And your name is Zubair, which means small penis. 2 days ago, you came here, you were a small penis, and now you're still a small penis. I thought you're getting bigger. Are you there? Okay, go. DJ, are you there?
Oh, can you hear me?
I hear you, go ahead.
Since you and the previous guy were talking about the crucifixion of Jesus, I wanted to ask you about 355. If the verse says, I will cause you to die, you know?
Are you a Muslim? Are you a Muslim?
No, I just wanted to ask you that.
All right. So Allah supposedly, the word mutawafika, which means causing your death. I will cause you to die, and then I will take you to me. So when the Muslim, they say, this is a statement here, proving Quran is to be stupid, or the Muslim understanding to be stupid. Because the Muslim believe that Jesus was taken to heaven, and he was alive. He will die later. But the verse here is saying, Allah will cause his death first, and then he will take him up to heaven. The Muslim, they fix that, they say, oh, Allah caused him to sleep. And that is like the sleeping death. This is one of the explanation, but this is a contradiction, because simply, in fact, if you read the translation, you will see the word mutawafika, which means causing your death, is not shown in the translation at all. It's only in Arabic. This is a translation of Hilali Khan. Let us try a different one. Arbery. Let us see if it says that, causing your death. Again, there is no death. Look. When God said to Jesus, I will take thee to me, and I will raise thee to me, there is no death. But the word mutawafika is still here, which means causing your death. You're deceased.
You're deceased.
Do you see it? So in the Muslim translation, they hide it because that will contradict the whole story of Jesus. So you have to keep trying to find a translation giving little accuracy. So this is a second translation. Let's see Ahmad Ali. Maybe Ahmad Ali have little decency. Again, in Ahmad Ali, there is no mentioning of causing Jesus' death. When God said, oh Jesus, I will take you to myself and exalt you, there is no death, nothing. The word death is not here. Let us try another translation. Ahmad Raza Khan. Maybe Ahmad Raza Khan have little... look at this, guys, this guy. Oh, Isa, I will keep you alive till your full age. And I raise you toward me. So, guys, it's not death until your full age, full age. Uh-huh. So this guy trying to be smarter, supposedly. I think he is using Google Translation, maybe. You know? I mean, what a stupid religion. Let us see a different translator. Community Allah. Allah said, oh Jesus, I'm completing
your life. Alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
I'm completing your life. Listen carefully. I'm completing your life. Hey, salamu alaykum wa Wintour. How are you doing? Are you there, Wintour?
Yeah, I'm here. How are you doing?
What completing your life mean? Maybe you can help us.
What did you say?
It says here in chapter 3, verse number 55, I am completing your life.
Completing your life. That means he's bringing him to the heaven.
Completing your life mean bringing him to heaven?
Yeah, raising you to me. You know where Allah is? Allah is
in heaven. The second part is raising you to me. I'm asking about completing your life.
That means...
Uh-huh.
I don't know. It's kind of tough to say.
I know. It's horrible. It's stupid.
It's not really like the Bible is super, you know, straightforward all the time.
I thought you were
listening. The Quran is beautiful. I know. The Quran is perfect.
The Quran is beautiful because it's tough to understand what it's saying. It's beautiful. The Bible is straightforward, so it's not beautiful. Here, it's beautiful.
I just said it's not straightforward, bro. All the Bible is not straightforward.
Oh, not straightforward. So this is what? The Bible is not straightforward? The Bible says clearly, yeah. Jesus was resurrected. Here it says, I'm completing your life. What does that mean?
Bro, can you like ask a Salafi instead of asking people on Discord?
So what
bro?
Are you? You are not Salafi?
I'm not a Salafi, no. I follow, I listen to him, but I can't like know everything. Like,
can you invite a sheikh to join us? The big sheikh, you know.
I can invite my uncle, my imam.
Why you don't
invite them? You know, they want to speak to you.
Okay, go ahead.
I could invite them.
Sure, no.
Yeah, I could.
Go ahead.
I can't do it now. I just have to see them in person first, probably Friday.
Why you don't call them on the phone?
I don't have my... I'm not going to call my imam. And
why not?
I could call my uncle, but like he probably doesn't want to talk right now to you. Maybe like when I'm with him, I'll just...
Call him. Let us hear to the conversation. Ask him. Call him. Put the speakers on.
He can speak Arabic. He can read Arabic. He can tell you.
Okay, call him and put him on a speaker and ask him, what does verse mean? Completing your life. What does that mean?
I'm not going to call him. That's random, bro. That's random. You just randomly
okay,
talk about
you that. Go. Call him and come back. All right?
Okay. All right. Okay, buddy.
Doesn't the Quran says that there are like unclear verses that like you?
Yeah, the Quran is very clear. The Quran is very clear to the point. The explanation and explanation, and then the explanation need explanation, and then the explanation of the explanation need explanation, and still the Muslim cannot explain the explanation. You know?
Yeah, that's why they use. They have all the tafsirs. You know.
You know the Muslim when they say to you, "We need to read the interpretation." You think you get the answer. You go to the interpretation. After reading the interpretation, you are more confused, way more than before. So the interpretation does not give you really answer. It, like as an example, if we go now and look at this as an example, not limited. Chapter 60, verse number 1. Verse number 1, it says only noon. Noon and the pen. Now, to understand what noon mean, let me show you what will happen. This is noon, huh? It's just noon. We are not reading the whole chapter or the whole verse. It's just noon. Nothing more, nothing less. All right, let us see what noon is about. This is the first letter in the verse. From the narration of his authority, Ibn Abbas, he said regarding the interpretation of Allah saying noon, noon, he says, Allah swear by noon, which is the whale that carried the earth on its back while in the water, and beneath, which is the bowl, and under the bowl, there is a rock, and under the rock, there is a dust, and none knows what is under the dust save Allah. The name of the whale is Lewish, and it said its name is Lotaya. The name of the bull is Bahamut, and some they say its name is Talahut or Liwana. The whale is in the sea called Adwad, and it is like a small ball in a huge sea. The sea in the hollowed rock, Nearby there is 4,000 cracks. Muslim the head is full of cracks, too much crack in hashish. And from each crack, water spring come out from the earth. It's also, now you think you get the answer, right? No, look, hold, we continue. It's also said that Noon is one of the name of Allah. Look at this. We start saying that Noon is a whale carrying the earth in its back. Then the second interpretation possible, that Noon is one of the names of Allah, which means Allah is a whale. It stands for the letter Noon from Allah Ar-Rahman, the beneficent. And also said, are we done? No. Noon is an inkwell. You can read. I mean, this is the interpretation to explain to you what Allah is saying. So after we read the interpretation, did we get the answer?
No, I'm even more confused now.
Winter, I did not kick you out. You said you want to go and find the answer and come back. Okay, let me invite you. Put your hand up. Here we go. Winter is complaining that I kick him out. Okay, Winter, come here and tell us about Mr. Noon. How your God Allah turned to be a whale. Don't tell me I kick you out. You said you want to go and ask your uncle. I said, okay. Come back here. I will invite you. I want you to tell everybody. You said you want to read the interpretation. This is the interpretation. Go ahead. This is your God. He's a whale. This is a book of God. And then this Abdul from militia, he is going to teach you how to do dawah. This guy who cannot read his prophet name correctly, he want to teach you how to do dawah. Potatoes. And by the way, if anyone know him, tell him Christian Prince. Or if you know when he go live, if you know when he go live, let me know. So we can do invasion. What do you think, guys? Do you like the invasion? If you know any time he want to go live, let me know in advance. Like, because I might be sleeping, you know, because we have time differences, right? So you have to tell me, like, if he's casual, let us say tomorrow at 7, a.m., p.m., New York time, just tell me when. So we can prepare to go live, and then we go do invasion, and then we corner him in the spot, and people would die laughing at him. I do not need to prepare. One question from him, one question from me. Slap me first. Go ahead. Hit me. You know? Hit me. He will die laughing at himself. The people will die laughing at him. This guy, he claimed to be knowledgeable. All of them, they are potatoes. Each time I do invasion to any one of them, he have heart attack. The last one, it's called Dundee. He claimed to have knowledge. You know, he have a bicycle. Why do you run away? I went to his channel. He says to me, take off your skirt. He's a homo. You think everyone like him wearing a skirt? Potatoes. Bahama, Baham, Terranitas. But Muslims are happy. They look like they are laughing. Only on YouTube. You see them in the street, they look like they are possessed. And oh, by the way, I noticed that Muslim women in Indonesia, they wear hijab everywhere. You go in the Middle East, Muslim women, they are showing their ass. Actually, once I was walking in a place, in a restaurant, I saw a bunch of guys, they know me. Hey, come sit with us, blah, blah, blah. I don't, you know, I mean, I just, you know, they didn't see me for long. So I sit with them, and there is a woman, she is sitting with them. I can see her panty, literally. And then they said, how are you doing these days? I said, I'm beating the hell off Muhammad. It turned to be that this woman, she is a Muslim. Said, what Muhammad? I said, the prophet of Islam. Said, oh, don't insult my prophet. And she opened her legs. I can see more details now. Her panty, when she is sitting, if I say it's an inch, I'm not exaggerating. The second I mention the name of Muhammad, she is upset. Her breast is coming out. Her nipples, I can see them through the blouse she is wearing. But don't insult my prophet, please. And she said, I'm going to leave if this guy talk about my prophet. She's getting hot, man. And the guy, he grabbed her from her leg. He said, sit down, come on, don't take it easy. Take it easy, he's just joking. I said, I'm not joking. I'm not. What she will do, call her cousins. You know? So look how they dress go and see how they dress in the Middle East. Just type just to show you how Muslims are, those Muslims in Indonesia, they are, I mean, you go to Indonesia, the whole country become nightclub, etc. And those are religious people, supposedly. Look, she is wearing hijab. She is very decent woman. But God knows how many husbands has her already. Perfect woman. You know, Aisha, she was teaching the guy how to clean his semen. The guy was masturbating in her bedroom, in the bedroom of the Prophet of Allah. Are you better than Aisha? Aisha, she sent little girls so she can hunt boys from Quraysh. She can sleep with them. Aisha, she was accused by a Muslim that she was sleeping with the guy, his name Safwan ibn Mu'attal. But anyway, clothing is what they left from Islam. The second you ask those guys any question about Islam, you will see they are desperate to, they cannot answer.